My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond, where you can listen to our pal Michael Phillips, who's going to join us at 8 o'clock to talk Commanders. Also, Adam Epstein, AWOD, on in Richmond at noon every day. Of course, you can listen to us on the Odyssey app, take us on the go, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies, looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber. Visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. So we were talking a little bit about the Commanders and wide receiver. So they brought in Martavis Bryant for a look-see. But one of the things that people have noted is that while most of the starters didn't play that much, many of them didn't even play at all, Jahan Dotson was on the field a lot in the preseason game. I was trying to find the exact snap count, but I can't find it. Great rookie season for Jahan Dotson. We know that. A lot of optimism heading into year number two. Last season was a bust. He dropped some balls, which he was a guy who was known.
A little strong. I think it's a little
I didn't call
strong.
Him a bust. I said the second season was a bust. He didn't improve
great.
Upon the first year.
I think he slightly did. Slightly did. I think his yards per catch went down. I think his receptions went up a little bit.
Yeah, but he played in more games. He only played in 12 games as a rookie.
Correct.
So his per game average was down.
Yeah.
He had less total yards with five more games.
Yeah.
I would say the second season was a bust based on the optimism.
I would say it wasn't great, but I wouldn't consider it a bust. But okay. I'm just quibbling.
Well, however you want to term it, I think people expected more out of Jahan Dotson. And they definitely want more out of Jahan Dotson this year.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of the Brandon Ayuk chatter is because they don't have much faith in Jahan Dotson. And obviously the connection he has with Jaden Daniels. But people think that they maybe need to upgrade the wide receiver room. Do you agree?
I do. Myself. And I wonder if Dan Quinn feels that way too. And again, we kind of talked about this yesterday. Dan Quinn doesn't care where you were drafted with the previous coaching staff.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care that he was a first-round pick in 22.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe he feels like, yeah, he's got to go out there and prove something. So this is Dan Quinn when he was being asked about Jahan Dotson and how many snaps he had in that first preseason game.
Hey, Dan, obviously the starters don't typically play a lot in the first game, and they didn't, but Jahan ended up playing, I think, more snaps than any of the receivers. Just curious why, for him, did you feel that was good for him to do?
Yeah, I think we're right in the middle of that competition, you know, at receiver and trying to find out slot and inside and outside. So moving guys into different locations, Ben, that's a big piece of it. And you'll see more of that this week as well with him and with some of the other receivers. We're really digging into that group, and it's a really competitive group to push it. So you'll see more of that same with his reps increased again this week.
See, I would say guys like, I do think there's a lot of competition. I mean, maybe you could say they're all sort of middling. None of them are, you know, beyond Terry are stars.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say a guy like De'Ami Brown been a bust. Those seasons were busts where he was catching 15, 20 balls. I mean, he caught 49 balls. I mean, it's not 80, which is what we were hoping for, 60 to 80. It certainly was disappointing, but I wouldn't call it a bust.
Well, anyway. Maybe when they look at the film and they look way past the stats and they look at the film and go, all right, well, he could be more open here, right? He's running this route wrong. He's got to do this. He's got to do that.
I just think he's got competition.
Well, yeah, but they obviously don't feel like he's safe there because he wouldn't be playing as much. And they went out and drafted a receiver.
Yeah.
So
I don't. He's in no danger of getting cut.
No, I don't think he's going to get cut, but maybe they're just saying, he's got to go out and prove that he's our true number two.
I think that they've been intrigued a little bit by Zacchaeus. I don't know why I think that, but I think they're a little bit intrigued by what he can offer. Mm-hmm. I think they do want to. They have plans to find a way to play McCaffrey at some point. You don't draft him in the third round if you don't have plans to use him.
Correct.
De'Ami has showed up and made it interesting. I just think it's an interesting situation.
800-636-1067. I put it up
nothing
as the Junkies
guaranteed.
Poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka. Maryland made super smooth. Love throughout the DMV. Do you think the Commanders need to upgrade at wide receiver, and Jahan Dotson is part of it? As Jason said, there's no real loyalty to guys who were drafted by the old regime, right? So they're looking at Jahan Dotson, and they're saying, is he a guy who can play on the outside? Maybe they think he's better suited to be in the slot. I don't know. The reason why I say Jahan Dotson's second season was a bust is we thought he was going to build upon the success of his rookie season and be even better. He was a guy who looked like in his rookie season could get in the end zone a lot. He also was known for never dropping the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year, not that he had 10 drops, but he had a couple of drops. And his production was down, and he wasn't in the end zone as often. Now you got a new regime, and maybe they think, maybe he was overdrafted. Turns out Ron Rivera sucked at the draft, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe this was another guy who, okay, he showed some flashes as a rookie, but maybe he was overdrafted. Yeah. And they're thinking, hey, we need to see really more if this guy's got the goods to be one of our top two receivers, or next year, or maybe even this year with the Brandon Ayuk trade, they need to upgrade.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they're desperate to upgrade. They have other spots that are more pressing. I just think they have real competition, and they don't have any particular allegiance. And if they like Zacchaeus, if they like what De'Ami's doing, my understanding is this staff really likes De'Ami's skill set.
Well, they got to like somebody that they have, but I don't think it's encouraging if De'Ami Brown or Zacchaeus are potential starters on the team based on their production in their career. It's not good enough. As Jason, I'm with you, Jason. They need to upgrade at wide receiver. The only reason I wasn't gung-ho about Brandon Ayuk this year is because I do want to give Jahan Dotson a chance to return to form. If he gives you another, whatever you want to call the last season, if you don't want to call it a bust, fine.
I would say disappointing. But
what if he gives you the exact same performance this year?
I mean, it's still
then you're going to move off him as a starting receiver.
Maybe. I mean, if he gives us 50 catches this year, what if he gives you 50 catches and 7 touchdowns?
Okay, well, that's an upgrade in the end zone.
All right.
But I said if he gave you what he did last year, 49 catches, 518 yards, which is 10.6 per catch, and 4 touchdowns.
You know what I blame? I blame most of that on Bieniemy, our offensive coordinator.
Well,
I'm not kidding.
It's possible. And
I'm
he did.
Kidding.
And he had Sam Howell.
I think the receiver room is fine. It doesn't blow anybody away.
I agree with that.
Because McLaurin is fine as a number one. He's not a true number one in my eyes.
I mean, I think he is, but maybe like 20th. He's,
okay.
Yeah. Right. But that's a number one.
Yeah. But
I mean, is he not a top five receiver?
Right. Some of these teams that have true number ones.
He's not a CD Lamb.
He's not a CD Lamb.
I understand.
He's not an AJ Brown.
No, but
some of these teams have legit threats at, number one receiver. He'd be one of the best number twos in the league.
I would say Terry McLaurin is how I describe my kids. Good, not great.
Okay. I'm with that. But again, when you look at the depth, I think the receiver room is fine, but it doesn't blow you away. I don't believe you know, teams are afraid of their receivers. So I think
they have a real competition.
I think they need to upgrade it, and this is a make or break year for Jahan Dotson, as it is for Brown.
If you're bringing this up because they're kicking the tires on a 32-year-old receiver that they're bringing in, that's silly. Martavius, they brought in a punter. They bring in guys every week. That means nothing.
Yeah, I don't think Bryant's in their future.
That means nothing. They don't know these guys. They've only been here a couple months. They have a real competition. And I think, you know, maybe it's an indictment on Dotson, but Zacchaeus, I think they like. They didn't even showcase Crowder. I think Crowder still has a little life left. And they like Brown. They want to see what McCaffrey could do. They just have a real competition.
But like Quinn said, you're right. Quinn said it's a competition out there, and Dotson's part of it.
Yes, definitely.
I was looking at a ranking. Now, this is from last year.
I expect him to win it, by the way.
This is from last year.
I expect Dotson
and
to
I would imagine that they've slid down. Last year, I believe this is from Pro Football Focus, there was a ranking of receiving rooms, right? The receiving core.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bengals were number one. They had Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd. This is, again, last season. The Commanders came in at 19th. It goes down because you lost Curtis Samuel. And I don't think Curtis Samuel was great here, but you kind of knew what you had in Curtis Samuel. You don't know what you have in Luke McCaffrey. And Zacchaeus, I'm sorry, he's not going to be as good as Curtis Samuel. And then that's 19th based on Jahan Dotson's rookie season. So, yeah, I think they need to upgrade. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Now, I wouldn't aggressively pursue Brandon Ayuk, like offer a first-round pick. That's where I would draw the line. But if the 49ers were willing to trade him for a second-rounder and maybe a fourth, toss in a fourth, sure. I would do it.
Listen, I'd be thrilled.
Because then you have confidence in your receivers. Like, if you could bump Jahan Dotson down to the third receiver.
Well, then you have a true number one, and then McLaurin, as a number two, could beat anybody. You know what I mean?
And then you're helping out your quarterback that much more. I mean, think about what Caleb Williams has to work with.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams is going to have Odunze, who was drafted, what, 9th overall in the draft, I believe? As his number three receiver. He's got DJ Moore and Keenan Allen.
Listen, the only
He's got legit threats. And they got a really good tight end, too.
The only part of me that would quibble with sort of what you're saying is that they're not trying to win the Super Bowl this year. They're going to have some holes. I agree that long term, the receiving group needs to get better. I don't know that they necessarily have to have Brandon Ayuk this year or some guy to put them over the top. They're still far away. They still got a lot of work to do on the offensive line. Secondary is still a big concern. We don't know how good the pass rush is going to be. So they're just.
I agree with everything you said, but the reason why I brought it up is because it was curious that Dotson played that many snaps.
I just think he's in a competition with these other guys. They're not overwhelmed by him, certainly. He's not blowing anybody
away. It's kind of sad if he's in a competition to be a starter with Dyami Brown and Zacchaeus.
What if Dyami Brown...
Like, that's troubling, don't you think? If Jahan Dotson is not clearly beating those guys out, if it's a competition...
What if Dyami Brown has actually just been underutilized and poorly used by the previous staff? Yeah. And they look at this guy's skill set and they go, he's got a skill set.
What if
they just want to see what they got.
Possible.
They were mismanaged last year. What if Jahan Dotson is better in the slot and Dyami is better on the outside for whatever scheme they're running?
I think they're trying to figure that out.
I think that's possible.
I agree.
I mean,
with that.
Dotson.
I know, but you're getting caught up into the semantics of Jahan Dotson being the number two. It doesn't necessarily mean he's on the outside at number two. He could be better as a number three in the slot.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a little bit disappointing when you draft him in the first round.
Why would I care if you want
more production?
Why would I care about his production when I care about the team's overall offensive production?
Okay, that's fine.
You're getting caught into
because
the Jahan
I don't
numbers.
Think you're going to get enough production if you're because the other guys, at least based on performance, it could change. Maybe Dyami Brown's going to catch 50 balls this year. Mm. I just wouldn't expect it based on past performance.
I know, but if I'm Kingsbury and let's say the slot is a better role for Jahan Dotson. Why would I care where he plays or if he's the number two? I don't care about Jahan Dotson's numbers. I care about what makes the offense go better. And if De'Ami Brown on the outside makes the offense go better than Jahan Dotson, I'm going to go with that.
Right. I literally think our entire offense was mismanaged last year. I almost give them all a pass. All of them. We had a buffoon running the offense, in my opinion.
I think a lot of it. I think a lot of it was lack of talent. I'm not saying Bienemy was great. I think he was a dud.
Yes.
But they haven't had much talent. Jahan Dotson was somebody who was supposed to be talented. That's why he was drafted in the first round. He showed it as a rookie. Didn't show
it
last season.
He didn't just lose talent. Like, you have talent or you don't. I think he has talent. They're trying to figure out where's the best, who's best for what position. These are all new to these guys. They've seen him for like 3 weeks.
I get it. And, well, and he was still listed. He was still listed atop the depth chart.
Right. I think he's going to.
But I do think, as Jason said, I agree with you. They don't have a very good wide receiver room overall.
It doesn't scare you.
It's just fine.
It's fine.
It's
fine.
Below average.
Okay, maybe. I don't know everybody's depth chart. They don't have a star. They don't have a superstar.
800-636-1067. We'll come back. Take your calls. What do you think? Jahan Dotson got a bunch of snaps. You heard Dan Quinn. He said it's because they're trying to figure out how best to use them. It's a competition. Does it worry you? Do they need to upgrade at wide receiver? Your call's next here.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
the Junkies.
Talking about the Commanders receiver room, Jahan Dotson curiously got a lot more time than most of the starters. Dan Quinn said, it's just competition trying to figure out where to put him. We put it up as our poll of the day. Do they need to upgrade at wide receiver? 60% say yes. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. You can vote at Junks Radio.
All right, let's go to Devin in Rockville. Hey, Devin, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Good morning. Good morning, Junk. Good morning. Man, I honestly, I've been saying that, you know, we needed to. I think Jahan would suit better in the slot because of the praises of how he can run routes. And I believe it's a better matchup right there. I really don't see that we have a true opposite side of Terry. And like I was telling your producer, this is – nobody's really talking about it, but I'm really got a microscope on Terry McLaurin this year because if he could pull in 1,000 receiving yards with 14 different quarterbacks, if Jaden is who we hoping that he is, his number should be in the top 10 of top 5 receivers in this year. So and if we giving Cliff Kingsbury his props and praises, how he schemed people open, and that should be, if Terry is our best receiver, that's what we should be doing, scheming him open and things like that. But I always said it. That's why I was an advocate for Brandon Ayuk. And real quick, guys, I hear how we say we're so far away. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. You know what I'm saying? We rebuild, and I know Dan don't want to use that whole new roster. But I think it's like, when I hear that, it just be like, why not us? Even if we're so far away, if we start putting in pieces now to go get somebody, then it just works better for your team. It shouldn't be, okay, let's see what we got. If you know that you're lacking in a position, you should be trying to strengthen that position, no matter if you're far away or close. So, and last thing before I get off the air, if you're bringing in Martavis Bryant in for a workout for his second time, he's a 31 wide receiver. If you know he's not going to be a part of the future or anything, what are you bringing him in for? So my question is
injury.
Injury. So can we get a report on Can't Guard Mike? If y'all don't know who that is Michael Thomas. He's 31. If he's injured, leave him alone. But he's been so quiet this offseason. And the last thing I heard that the Saints diagnosed him wrong, so that had him out, and he's not even injured. He said that himself on a podcast. But it seems
so
like
he's not signed with anybody right now?
He's not signed with anybody.
He must but his be last broken. Three seasons.
He must be broken.
His last three seasons, he's
Thank
only
you,
played
Devin.
A combined 20 games.
Yeah.
He was amazing back in 2019. He had 149 catches, 1,700 yards, and 9 touchdowns. Since then, he's had 4 in 20 games.
Yeah. He must be broken. That's, you know, something's wrong.
I looked at the last year's.
He also had an off-the-field incident. Remember, he was beat up the construction worker or whatever.
I looked at.
Yeah, but they looked the other way if you could still play.
If you can play, you're right. Yeah. So if you're broken, that really counts.
I looked at last year's PFF rankings of wide receivers. Tyreek Hill was number one. Brandon Ayuk was number two. If you look at the top 10, Amon Ross, St. Brown.
He was that high? He was number two?
That's insane. Great year.
If you look at the top 10, all names, you know, Amon Ross, St. Brown, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Jalen Waddle, Puka Nacua, A.J. Brown, and D.J. Moore. I mean, I think this is ridiculously low for Terry McLaurin, but of course, he's the top commander.
Mm-hmm.
He was ranked 35th.
No, they're basing it on numbers.
Jahan Dotson, do you know where he was ranked?
60.
98th.
Mm-hmm.
So you can quibble with my language of saying last season was a bust. But that's where
I think
PFF
it was a disappointment. I'm not going to call it a bust. I'm going to say it was a disappointment. But again, I'm giving everyone a pass because they had a buffoon coordinating.
All right, that's fine.
Let's see what happens.
Can't give them a pass this year.
And as far as just waiting up, I just think we have bigger needs. I think the offensive line is a bigger need than wide receiver.
Okay, but then you're basically acknowledging that they do need to upgrade.
Eventually, you need to have a superstar. At least one superstar.
Just because they can't do everything at once doesn't mean the answer should be the same. Like, do they need to upgrade in the secondary?
Yeah,
the
but they can't.
Yes. I understand that.
They can't do it all
but
at the same
question
time.
Is, do they need to upgrade at wide receiver?
I've always said
they do.
They could use a superstar, for sure. Let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, buddy?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Absolutely. I do think they need to upgrade the position. But I think that the ability that has been displayed has kind of just been held back based upon the quarterback play, and not to mention, like you said, the scheming. And I think we have a quarterback that has proven or has shown that he has the ability to throw guys open, and I think we'll see greater production out of our position players. So, I mean, our wide receiver. I'm sorry, I got people calling me on my other phone, and I'm a little flustered right now. But I think our guys will
play. Your answer's yes, though. They need to upgrade. But you actually think they can get more out of them.
Based upon, you know what I'm saying, who they got throwing the ball. Because, you know, I mean, you think about what was taking place last year. Like you said, the scheming was terrible. And if they can legitimately establish the run with the play action, I think guys are going to make big plays this year. So, yeah, I do think they need to upgrade the position, but I think the guys that we have in place will play better. Thank you.
Right. Hey, to be fair to Terry McLaurin, so he finished 35th ranked last year, but there's an article on PFF right now where they rank the top 32 wide receivers ahead of this upcoming season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, like, their top five, no surprise. Justin Jefferson, 1. Tyreek Hill, 2. Ja'Marr Chase, 3. CeeDee Lamb, 4. A.J. Brown, 5. They have Terry McLaurin, 18th.
Mm-hmm. I think that's said probably 20th. Fair. I said 20th.
So that's fair.
That's where I think. By the way,
look, if you had Kirk Cousins throwing to him, his numbers would be much higher, and he'd be higher on that list.
Did any of you guys happen to watch the Vikings-Raiders preseason game? I was interested because Dylan...
I saw the highlights from J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I was interested because I knew Dylan was going to play in a little in the second quarter and a lot of the third.
Dylan Lowby, the running back. Dylan Lowby,
yeah. And
you think he's a one-namer now?
Well, he's just... whatever. So...
How do you
Justin,
fare?
Lowby had a couple carries. One was called back. One went for 13 yards. But that second team offensive line is dreadful. He was getting literally hit right at the backfield.
Mm.
So it was kind of a shame. But they played him in a lot of different ways. But Justin Jefferson?
Yeah.
They put him on mic.
Yeah, he was mic'd up.
In the third quarter or whatever.
Yeah.
He was so freaking charming and just normal and awesome.
Mm-hmm.
What an awesome guy.
Yeah, did you see the clip of him?
I mean, it went
viral.
Really,
he seems like a good guy.
He's a great guy.
He lives in a townhouse, right?
Yeah.
And he did a whole bit about, like, what the heck do I need a mansion for?
Right.
I'm a single guy. What do I need a 10,000?
I think we talked about that maybe while you were away.
We talked about it, but he also has a paternal suit against him.
Oh, okay.
Does he have a bunch of kids, or does he just have one?
No, he had one. Remember, we talked about it.
I can't remember.
He got a girl pregnant at LSU, and he tried to say it wasn't his, but they did the DNA, and
it was his. Yeah.
And he texted her and said, look, if you want the kid, it's all on you.
Right,
but that's
not how it works.
All right, so he's
all right. Listen, maybe he's got some questionable decisions he's made.
A little
but
bit.
I will say this: he was super charming on the broadcast. Seemed like a sweet guy.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Barry in Landover. Barry, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's up, Barry?
I would say, yes, sir. I would say overall, especially going forward, we definitely need to upgrade that receiver room, especially. You know, today's NFL is geared towards offense, and that receiver position is pretty critical. So, in an ideal world, on a contending team, Terry would be a great number two.
Mm-hmm.
But like Mo said before, you know, hopefully Jay and Daniels could help that position out. But going forward, if we're talking about being a contender, we definitely need to upgrade that room.
Think about the Bengals, right? When they drafted Joe Burrow, they were known for having – if not the worst, one of the worst offensive lines. So in the next draft, most of the experts thought they need to go and get an offensive lineman
because
they have a terrible offensive line. The Bengals said, no, we're going to hook up Joe Burrow with his boy Ja'Marr Chase, who didn't even play the year before, right? Didn't he sit out that entire year? Ja'Marr Chase sat out the entire year of college, and they drafted him, and obviously it's worked out.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's one of the best out there. I think that's ultimately what they will do. I mean, whether it's in the draft or in free agency, they're going to go out and get another guy. But this year, you can only play with what you got.
They got who they got, and they're trying to figure out where they fit in. I think that's all it is. They're trying to figure out where does Jahan Dotson fit in with this offense?
So you're talking about Ja'Marr Chase's last year in LSU.
College.
So that was what
was the COVID year? Maybe. Yeah.
That might have been the COVID year.
He just decided to pass. Who knows? Yeah. What about this?
Didn't hurt his draft stock that much.
No. What if one of the tight ends emerges?
Sinnott?
What if Sinnott is a poor man's Gronk? What if Sinnott in his rookie year catches 50-plus balls?
Well, that's a great year.
Right?
Yeah.
What if he becomes George Kittle?
Could be. Never know.
Does that help? I mean, does that change your opinion on the receiver room or no? Because that's a totally different position.
No, it
definitely helps.
It helps.
I mean, obviously, the Kansas City Chiefs won a Super Bowl last year, and Travis Kelce's a great receiver, but if you looked at their wide receivers, they were pretty nondescript.
Right. So what if Ertz found the fountain of youth? Mm-hmm. And he can stay healthy. I'm just asking.
It helps.
What if he found the fountain of youth? He's obviously a talented player. He just hasn't been hurt. You know, he's been hurt the last three years.
I mean, it helps, but you still need guys on the outside with speed that can.
But I mean, it's not like they have complete losers.
No, it's fine. Like we said.
But what if Ertz or Sinnott becomes like a Kittle?
Well, if you
have a different opinion.
If you get a George Kittle, you're getting one of the best in the league.
What leads you to believe that Zach Ertz is going to turn into George Kittle based on the last couple of seasons?
More Sinnott, but it's unlikely Sinnott's going to get that many catches in his first year. But I don't know. I see some potential there.
Sure.
With him.
Well, they obviously like him a lot.
Does Kingsbury
like
to use his tight ends a lot?
Yeah,
I don't know enough about Kingsbury, to be honest with you. I don't really know like his calling card. I don't really, you know. I can fake like
Any
I know.
Offensive coordinators, good ones, will use their tight end.
Let's go to Earl. Earl, what's up?
How you guys doing this fine Tuesday morning? Thank you for taking my call today.
Yeah.
What's up,
buddy?
I think it needs to be upgraded, and I would like to see them trade for Brandon Ayuk. I mean, if we have a good season this year, that first-round pick won't want me too much. It'd be a late first-round pick, wouldn't it? I want Brandon Ayuk. I'm tired of losing. I can see my team make the playoff. I'm 55 in the fantasy, and I was 5. I would like to see my team, you know, get in the playoffs for once before I keel over.
Mm-hmm. How old are you?
55.
I'm 55.
They just made the playoffs 4 years ago with Ron Rivera's first season, remember?
Earl, you planning on keeling over soon?
No,
you sound worse than me.
That's just expressions. But 4 years ago, please, man, we had the worst division in football. If Dak Prescott hadn't gotten hurt, we wouldn't make the playoffs.
Correct.
Year,
but correct.
Made the playoffs 4 years ago. Right. Please.
Yeah. Right.
Make a
but
splash.
They did.
Make a big move. Brandon Ayuk is do it. Make a move.
Right.
Well, a lot of people feel the same way.
Listen, if Brandon Ayuk fell out of the ceiling, you know, in week two
and then
of the preseason,
you got Ayuk and McLaurin.
Are you kidding? I'd be thrilled.
Yeah.
I'd be absolutely thrilled. But I still think we have huge holes on the offensive line. Still have questions at pass rush. And still have questions at second. Like, this team has a lot of issues still.
Of course.
We're getting better.
We know that.
We still have a lot of issues.
We know they're not the 49ers. They're not loaded.
Let's go to Judy. Judy is a Bieniemy fan, apparently. Judy, what's up?
Yeah, I don't like what y'all call that guy. He's a two-time Super Bowl champion. He may not have had a good year last year, and that could have been Ron Rivera or a lot of different other reasons. But you got to respect the man earned two Super Bowls. He's not a bad coach. He came into a bad system on the last leg, and so the issues was more the team. And it could have been a lot of him, and he wanted to stack his numbers. But you can't call the man a buffoon. Come on now, friends.
I hated him.
Judy,
I'm not the definitive guy. I'm
it's
just
a
one
difference
guy.
It's a difference in opinion.
I just
That's
hated
all,
him. I hated what he did to Hal. I hated the way he ran the offense. I'm sorry. And then no one hired him in the NFL.
He did a lot of things that didn't make sense, Judy. When you have a young quarterback who has basically no experience, was basically a rookie. I mean, he didn't play his first season. And then he's up there amongst the league leaders in pass attempts. And you don't run the football. I mean, some of those games, you'd get to halftime, you'd be like, what the hell's going on? He's got 25 pass attempts and 7 runs.
No, it was completely out of whack. There seemed like no rhyme or reason to any of it. It was a disaster. And you can't blame Ron.
He brought him in and said, it's your deal.
Yeah. Yeah. Ron let him run the whole thing.
That's
a lot of people's opinion. He was the head coach.
That said, he walked into a bad situation.
He didn't walk into a great
one.
That's why I said he should never have taken it.
A lame duck head coach and a lack of talent. bad offensive line, because the guys they brought in last year didn't work out.
Remember, I swore he would never take this. Only a dummy would have taken this gig. Yeah. Turns out he's a dummy. I'm sorry.
Well, he probably got paid more than he was making with the Chiefs.
I guess.
And maybe Andy Reid said, you know what?
Andy Reid kicked him out, couldn't wait to get rid of him.
Right. So I don't know if he had a ton of offers. I don't think teams were banging down the door for him.
He didn't. This had to have been his only offer.
So,
because why else would you come here?
So financially, it was probably a good move. He's got a job. Now it's in college, but he's got a job.
Yeah, he's got a job.
He does have rings.
He's had a great career.
He does have rings.
He couldn't care what I think.
But he also had Patrick Mahomes.
You do get a kick out of beating up on Bieniemy.
I love beating up on him, though. Because he was supposed to be, everyone thought he was going to be the savior. And
who do you like beating up on more, Bieniemy or Rivera?
I don't know. They're both terrible.
They were meant for each other.
Yeah. They're both terrible. I mean, Bieniemy just cucked Ron. He just came in here and became the head coach.
But it's not like Scott Turner was much better as an offensive coordinator.
He was mediocre, too.
You know what I mean? But what it really comes down to is what they hope they got right this year. No offense coordinator is going to look good when your quarterbacks stink.
I don't think Hal
Scott
stunk.
Turner.
I don't think Hal stunk.
Had
he made him
subpar
bad.
Quarterbacks, and so did Eric Bieniemy. I thought the play calling was curious. It definitely wasn't great, but he didn't have much to work with. Let's be real.
You're never going to flip Eric Bickle on Sam Howell. You're just not.
Well, I think Sam Howell is a capable quarterback. I don't think he's great. I don't think he's awful. I think he's capable.
He's
and
capable.
I think Bieniemy ruined him.
He was capable as a backup. He's a capable backup.
I think he could be the 20th starter in the football.
Well, he ain't going to the playoffs much.
Yeah, I agree. All right.
And I like Sam Howell. Yeah. Nice dude. I just didn't think it wasn't all on Bieniemy. I'm not going to give 100% of the blame just to one coach. There's a lot of people involved.
There's a lot of dysfunction.
Phone number is 800-636-1067. You want to hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines. You can also text us, same number on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. Standard message and data charges may apply. And you can hit us up on X at Junks Radio. We'll be right back. So Jason mentioned a little baseball earlier during the Junkie Sports page. In Major League Baseball, the Dodgers have the best record in baseball, tied with the Orioles and the Guardians. They're all 70-49. Mookie Betts had missed 2 months and came back, hit a home run last night. Yeah. Still hitting over 300. Remember at the beginning of the season, wasn't he hitting like close to 500? He was off to a ridiculous start.
He got up to a hot start, yeah.
And I thought this story was funny. Saw this last night. He decided not to travel with the team, at least to stay in the same hotel with them.
Right.
So they're playing a 4-game series in Milwaukee, but Betts is not going to be with his teammates at the Pfister Hotel.
The Pfister.
He got his own Airbnb instead. Do you know why?
No.
I do.
He thinks that the Pfister Hotel is haunted.
Oh, he's freaked
a haunted
out.
Hotel.
What, is it?
Well,
it
it's
has
got
that
reputation. Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
I think a bunch of people have stayed there have said that. The Pfister is haunted in Milwaukee.
Betts apparently pulled the same move when the Dodgers visited Milwaukee last season. He had stayed at the Pfister before and didn't notice anything out of the ordinary, but he found that he was so paranoid about the rumors that it was haunted hotel that he found it was tough to sleep. Do you believe in anything being haunted?
No.
I don't either.
I don't think
there are spirits.
No, you might be right.
Opening doors, closing doors.
But we've never experienced it. Obviously, he has. Other people have experienced it, so they go, oh, it's haunted.
Other baseball players. Brent Rooker from the A's stayed there last year.
He said the same thing.
He said that the TV was turning on, off and on all by itself all night. The channels were changing. Mm. Adrian Beltre stayed there, said that there was poundings in the wall in the middle of the night.
Mm. Believe in that?
Do
you believe in spirits?
You do.
So you believe in ghosts?
I think it's possible, for sure.
Okay.
Believe in it.
I don't know enough. Eric,
but I don't believe
I
in it.
This is why I know JP likes facts. He wants facts, everything.
I'm a crazy guy. I like facts over speculation.
No, but this is the reason we say no is because we've never experienced it. But if you experienced it, You'd say, hell yeah, I do. That's
or maybe those people were sleepwalking. There's okay, probably a logical explanation.
Well, we don't know.
We have no idea. We never did crazy bad things as kids, but there was a little period of time where EB and I, and maybe Cakes, we used to play like goofy pranks on different neighbors. And one of the things we used to do was we would bring our remote control, our Nubs remote control, and we'd run up to a house and we'd change their channels, and then we would run away. So when somebody's banging on Adrian Beltre's wall, maybe it's...
It could have been another person. You're right.
Maybe it's a teammate messing with them.
But maybe it's not.
Okay.
You know what?
We've never experienced
to the UFO crowd. These guys are right. Big into UFOs.
Well, they do exist, my friend. UFOs.
I don't believe in the aliens, okay?
If you think we're the only life in the universe, you are crazy.
Intelligent life, I believe it's only us. But if you think there's other ETs, I just don't think that.
I talked to someone who was dealing with it. Area 51. What do they call that place in New Mexico?
Yes. Area 51.
He goes, if you think we're the only ones, you're nuts.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
I don't believe it till I see it.
Okay. I'm
that's fair.
I think that is more possible than ghosts. The one thing I will say is, and I can't think of the guy's name, there used to be a guy on TV. He was like a younger guy, blonde guy. I don't know if this was on E or MTV, who would do these readings with people, right? Uh-huh. And the people would sit down with him, and he would connect with their dead mom or their uncle or whatever. Right. And then he would give you all these specific things that made it seem like he actually was talking to them in the spirit world. But I believe that a hotel is haunted by spirits? I do not.
I also do not. I think if you believe in an afterlife and your soul and it maybe goes someplace, then the possibility of ghosts could definitely exist. Gets trapped, something happens. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
I just don't know. It's tough to explain. I don't think all these people are crazy.
Bryce Harper says he folded his clothes and put them on a table. And when he woke up in the morning, all the clothes were on the floor and the table was on the other side of the room. And his hotel door was still latched.
That was in the same hotel?
Same hotel.
I mean, did a maid come in and take the clothes and just toss them?
I don't know.
Who else would have done it?
I would have called the police. That's what I would have done.
I don't know, man.
I don't believe in that.
Heavy air conditioning.
It's hard for us to say we believe in it because we've never experienced it.
And I have serious questions about the afterlife.
But if that happened.
Serious.
But if you went to Vegas, right, and you were staying in your hotel room by yourself, and you did exactly what Harper did, and you woke up and their clothes were all over the floor, you'd come in and go, my room was haunted.
All right.
I wouldn't think it was haunted.
In 54 years, it's never happened.
Okay, I'm not saying it hasn't happened to everybody, but it's obviously happened to some people.
I would think something happened, like the air conditioning blew extra strong and knocked it over.
I mean, sometimes I hear sounds. Yeah, that doesn't mean there's a ghost.
It moved the table across the room.
The AC was that strong.
Yeah.
I just don't know, man. I'm telling you.
He might have been sleepwalking.
I don't believe in ETs, and I don't believe in ghosts.
He could have sleptwalked, no doubt. But maybe he didn't. Maybe he was in his bed the whole time.
My wife will have, she sleep talks and have a full conversation. I have no recollection of it in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Are there any haunted houses like that are famous around here?
The only thing I remember growing up was the Goat Man, the legend of the Goat Man.
Yeah.
I guarantee there are people listening right now that are going,
Bickle, yeah, but are there like iconic crazy. that I'm not thinking about?
I'd have to look
like
it up.
Some haunted hospital or something.
I'm with you, EB. I don't believe in Bigfoot.
There's no Bigfoot.
I don't believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
There's no Loch Ness Monster.
Go down the list.
Listen, and I believe in a lot of stuff, but I don't believe in that supernatural stuff.
Oh, let's see.
Not at all. All right, let's go to Dennis. You know who believes in that supernatural stuff? The porn star we had in here that was with Trump.
Stormy.
Stormy Daniels. She's big into ghosts. You want to be in her camp? Knock yourself out.
I bet you if we had the like Exorcist. A legit person. The
What's a legit person?
Well, like a ghost hunter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take you on a tour, take you to a place they know is haunted or very scary. Your little hairs on the back of your neck would be standing up. You'd be butt scared. He took you someplace in the middle of the night.
Well, I'm just scared of the dark anyway. Do you believe in palm readers? Do you believe in guys that the Ouija boards?
Not necessarily. I'm not a one-size-fits-all.
Cards.
The Hay Adams. Yeah. The Hay Adams is a hotel in D.C. They say it's haunted.
EB?
Who knows?
We were at the Hay Adams.
EB?
We did a Christmas party at the Hay Adams.
Did get right, a fortune.
Well, I didn't experience any ghosts.
EB, my daughter did get a fortune cookie the other day, which pretty much nailed her.
Right.
The old stone house in Georgetown. Apparently it's haunted.
Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, what's up?
Well, I'm with Jason on this. Besides the house they had over near Georgetown, a friend of mine was a mailman for the Exorcist.
The Exorcist steps.
He said that place was definitely bad. There's just too many people out there, of thousands, that have said things. They can't all, I'm with Jason, they can't all be lying. Somebody's telling it, and I definitely believe that there's aliens from outer space. I mean, does it think that we're the smartest people in the universe?
I do believe
that. And we do the stupid things we do. I can't believe there's not smarter. Just can't believe it.
There's
you know?
A lot of dummies. What do you want me to tell you?
All right.
I'm from PG County. I know.
All right. Thank you, Dennis.
People calling.
Thank you.
All right. We'll come back, take more of your calls. 800-636-1067. Are EB and I crazy because we don't believe in haunted hotels? Jason mentioned a little baseball earlier during the Junkie Sports page. In Major League Baseball, the Dodgers have the best record in baseball, tied with the Orioles and the Guardians. They're all 70-49. Mookie Betts had missed 2 months and came back, hit a home run last night. Yeah. Still hitting over 300. Remember at the beginning of the season, wasn't he hitting like close to 500? He was off to a ridiculous start.
He got up to a hot start, yeah.
And I thought this story was funny. Saw this last night. He decided not to travel with the team, at least to stay in the same hotel with them.
Right.
So they're playing a 4-game series in Milwaukee, but Betts is not going to be with his teammates at the Pfister Hotel.
The Pfister.
He got his own Airbnb instead. Do you know why?
No.
I do.
He thinks that the Pfister Hotel is haunted.
Oh, he's
a haunted
out.
Hotel.
What, is it?
Well, it's got
that
reputation. Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
I think a bunch of people have stayed there. I've kind of said that. The Pfister is haunted in Milwaukee.
Betts apparently pulled the same move when the Dodgers visited Milwaukee last season. He had stayed at the Pfister before and didn't notice anything out of the ordinary, but he found that he was so paranoid about the rumors that it was a haunted hotel that he found it was tough to sleep. Do you believe in anything being haunted?
No.
I don't either.
I don't think
there are spirits.
No, you might be right.
Opening doors, closing doors.
But we've never experienced it. Obviously, he has. Other people have experienced it, so they go, "Oh, it's haunted."
Other baseball players. Brent Rooker from the A's stayed there last year.
He said the same thing.
He said that the TV was turning on, off and on all by itself all night. The channels were changing. Mm. Adrian Beltre stayed there, said that there was poundings in the wall in the middle of the night.
Mm.
I mean, do you believe in that? Do you believe in spirits that there is like us?
Probably, yeah.
You do. So you believe in ghosts?
I think it's possible, for sure.
Okay.
I don't believe in it.
I don't know enough.
I don't believe in it.
This is why
I know JP likes facts. He wants facts, everything.
Yeah. Oh, God. I'm a crazy guy. I like facts over speculation.
No, but this is the reason we say no, is because we've never experienced it. But if you experienced it, you'd say, hell yeah, I do. That's
or maybe those people were sleepwalking. There's probably a logical explanation.
Well, we don't know. We have no idea.
We never did crazy bad things as kids, but there was a little period of time where EB and I, and maybe Cakes, we used to play like goofy pranks on different neighbors. And one of the things we used to do was we would bring our Nubs remote control, and we'd run up to a house and we'd change their channels, and then we would run away. So when somebody's banging on Adrian Beltre's wall, maybe it
could have been another person. You're right.
Maybe it's a teammate messing with them.
But maybe it's not.
Okay.
We've never experienced the UFO crowd. These guys are big into UFOs.
Well, they do exist, my friend. UFOs.
I don't
now, UFO
believe
is just a general
aliens.
Term.
I don't believe in the aliens, okay?
If you think we're the only life in the universe, you are crazy.
Intelligent life, I believe it's only us. But if you think there's other ETs, I just don't think that.
I talked to someone who was dealing with it. Area 51. What do they call that place in New Mexico?
Yes. Area 51.
He goes, if you think we're the only ones, you're nuts.
Okay.
I'm just telling you.
I don't believe it till I see it.
Okay. I'm
that's fair.
I think that is more possible than ghosts. The one thing I will say is, and I can't think of the guy's name, there used to be a guy on TV. He was like a younger guy, blonde guy. I don't know if this was on E or MTV, who would do these readings with people, right? Uh-huh. And the people would sit down with them and he would connect with their, you know, their dead mom or their uncle or whatever. Right. And then he would give you all these specific things that made it seem like he actually was talking to them in the spirit world. But I believe that a hotel is haunted by spirits? I do not.
I also do not.
I just think if you believe in an afterlife and your soul and it maybe goes someplace, then the possibility of ghosts could definitely exist. Gets trapped, something happens. I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
I just don't know. It's tough to explain. I don't think all these people are crazy.
Bryce Harper says he folded his clothes and put them on a table, and when he woke up in the morning, all the clothes were on the floor and the table was on the other side of the room, and his hotel door was still latched.
That was in the same hotel?
Same hotel.
I mean, did a maid come in and take the clothes and just toss them?
I don't know.
Who else would have done it?
I would have called the police. That's what I would have done.
I don't know, man.
I don't believe in that.
Heavy air conditioning.
It's hard for us to say we believe in it because we've never experienced it.
And I have serious questions about the afterlife.
But if that happened.
Serious.
But if you went to Vegas, right, and you were staying in your hotel room by yourself, and you did exactly what Harper did, and you woke up and their clothes were all over the floor, you'd come in and go, my room was haunted.
All right.
I wouldn't think it was haunted.
In 54 years, it's never happened.
Okay, I'm not saying it hasn't happened to everybody, but it's obviously happened to some people.
I would think something happened, like the air conditioning blew extra strong and knocked it over.
I mean, sometimes I hear sounds. Yeah, doesn't mean there's a ghost.
It moved the table across the room.
AC was that strong.
Yeah.
I just don't know, man. I'm telling you.
He might have been sleepwalking.
I don't believe in ETs, and I don't believe in ghosts.
He could have sleptwalked, no doubt. But maybe he didn't. Maybe he was in his bed the whole time.
My wife will have, she sleep talks and have a full conversation and have no recollection of it in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Are there any haunted houses like that are famous around here?
The only thing I remember growing up was the Goat Man, the legend of the Goat Man.
Yeah.
I guarantee there are people listening right now that are going, Bickle,
yeah, but are there like
are
iconic
crazy.
That I'm not thinking about?
I'd have to look
like
it up.
Some haunted hospital or something.
I'm with you, EB. I don't believe in Bigfoot.
There's no Bigfoot.
I don't believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
There's no Loch Ness Monster.
Go down the list.
Listen, and I believe in a lot of stuff, but I don't believe in that supernatural stuff.
Oh, let's see.
Not at all. All right, let's go to Dennis. You know who believes in that supernatural stuff? The porn star we had in here that was with Trump.
Stormy.
Stormy Daniels. She's big into ghosts. You want to be in her camp? Knock yourself out.
I bet you if we had like a legit person.
What's a legit person?
Well, like a ghost hunter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take you on a tour, take you to a place they know is haunted or very scary. Your little hairs on the back of your neck would be standing up. You'd be butt scared. He took you someplace in the middle of the night.
Well, I'm just scared of the dark anyway. Do you believe in palm readers? Do you believe in guys that the Ouija boards?
Not necessarily. I'm not a one-size-fits-all.
The tarot cards.
The Hay Adams. Yeah. The Hay Adams is a hotel in D.C. They say it's haunted.
EB?
Who knows?
We were at the Hay Adams.
EB?
We did a Christmas party at the Hay Adams.
Did get right, a fortune.
Well, I didn't experience any ghosts.
EB, my daughter did get a fortune cookie the other day, which pretty much nailed her.
Right.
The old stone house in Georgetown. Apparently it's haunted.
Let's go to Dennis. Dennis, what's up?
Well, I'm with Jason on this. Besides the house they had over near Georgetown, a friend of mine was a mailman for the Exorcist.
The Exorcist steps.
He said that place was definitely bad. There's just too many people out there of thousands that have said things
they can't all, I'm with Jason, they can't all be lying. Somebody's telling it. And I definitely believe that there's aliens from outer space. I mean, to think that we're the smartest people in the universe.
I do believe
we
that.
Do this, and we do the stupid things we do. I can't believe there's not smarter. Just can't believe it.
There's,
you know,
a lot of dummies. What do you want me to tell you?
All right.
I'm from PG County. I know.
All right. Thank you, Dennis.
A lot of people calling.
Thank you.
All right. We'll come back, take more of your calls. 800-636-1067. Are EB and I crazy because we don't believe in haunted hotels?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.